Shkolim Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalet. Om Reb Yehuda. Heyid Ben Bukhri B'Yavne. There was an Eidus. Ben Bukhri, we don't recognize Ben Bukhri, but he was made in Yavne. The stomach of the Pshat is that in Yerushalayim, before that, the common practice, Lagabi, with the halacha that we're going to discuss, was known. The shalom was when they were clarifying the halachas after that B'Yavne, when unfortunately the giving of the Shkolim wasn't any more halacha l'maisa, so they needed an Eidus to clarify that which was a Sofik. So what did he say? Kol koyin sheshoikel enei choyte. Very interesting lashon. Kol koyin sheshoikel enei choyte. He's not doing something wrong. He's not doing an avera. Clearly, the pshat in this is that he's not mechoyev. The way the Gemara explains it is that there would be a tzad that when he's giving a machzah shekel, what's wrong if he gives nadvonus? He's not mechoyev. So he gave it a nedova. But the problem would be if he's not moiserit legamri to the tzibur, so then it comes out that the money still belongs to him as a yochid. And part of the korban which would be paid for with this specific machzis hashekel would then be possible because part of the korban would be owned by a yochid. And the halacha is that korbanis hatzibur can only be brought from mois hatzibur. It can't be brought from something which belongs to the yochid. So we say in a choyte that we're not choyshish. He's definitely giving over the machzis hashekel with a leiv sholem, he's makna to the rabbim, it becomes the moment harabbim. Abavina Shvi, his edus was primarily on the chiddush that a kohen is not mechuyev makta shekel, which is not indicated in Pashut Kisisa, one could say, and the Gemara points this out, that since the pasuk over there, kaloive ala pikudim, the pikudim, the 600,000 that were counted, always did not count Shevet Levi. So it's in Tesan, it doesn't count Shevet Levi, the Levim are shekel. We had that in the last Mishnah, Esmi Mamashkin Levim v'Yisraelim, but not a Koyin, because he's any Oival HaPikudim. Said Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Omaloi Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai answered him, he was the God Lador in Yavnes, he answered to this Eidus that was said over in Yavne, Loikit, not true, Faket. The Shmua that you're talking about, you're mistaken, Ela Kol Koyin She'enei Shoykel Choyte. A coin that's not shoykel. There would be a tzad, a havamina. He's going to explain in a second. But there would be a tzad that a coin is not mechuyiv. On that, the edus was that it's not emes. Kol coin she'ene shoykel choyte. This that we say kol she'ene, kol oiv ala pekudim, is only mechalik between all the shvatim and shevet levi insofar as the truma over there, which was the truma la donim. Mashenkin, as part of the Karbonus Tzibur, the Kehanim have to be part of the Karbonus Tzibur also. Now, that could have been enough, the way we explained it, because of the Pasuk and Pashut Kisisa, that could have been enough of a justification to explain the Havamina, why the Kehanim thought that they're not Mechuyiv. But the Lamaisa, the Mishnah says not that way. The reason why there was a Tzad that had to be discussed and clarified that Kehanim are not Mechuyiv is Elisha Kehanim Dor Shemikru Zalatzman. Kehanim came up with a Drasha, and they had a reason to believe that they were not mechuyev. What's that? V'chol minchas koyin kol tia lo se'ochel. This is a pasuk in Parshas Vayikra Parshas Tzav legabe menochis. In the parsha of Achilas korban menochis, the pasuk says v'chol minchas koyin a mincha koyin can bring a korban mincha like anybody else could be. The halacha is kol tia lo se'ochel. It's brought in gansins like a korban oilo, which has no achila to odom. Everything was put on the mizbeach. A korban mincha, even a normal korban mincha, which is kach gadoshim, is eaten. A good chelik of it, the kmita is huktar, the levoina is huktar, but the rest of it, the shirayim, is eaten by the kanim. Not so by a mincha of a koyin. The whole thing is put on the mizbeach loy se'ochel. So the kanim had a lamda shetaina. It says in the Torah that a mincha that kohanim are part of, why do I say part of? Because a mincha cannot be brought b'shutfis. A korban oila, a korban shlom, you can be b'shutfis. You can join up with others and bring a korban shlom. Not so a korban mincha, but there is a korban mincha that does have shutfis, and that is anything that belongs to the tzibur. Look how he says it. Hoyol, since we find oimu shtei alechem v'lechem haponim shalonu, all these have the kedusha of a carbon mincha, the oimer was a mincha, minchas oimer, shtei alechem was also, was together with the shalmei with the shlomim of the carbon toida. But lamai said it is a carbon mincha in the sense that it's made out of tzeilus. It's not an animal. The lechem aponim every Shabbos was also a carbon mincha b'midah mesuyamis. Heich necholim, how were they eaten? All of these are mefurish in the Torah that they were eaten. How? L'chor they partially b'um kehanim. Elamai the maskana has to be, they said, that kehanim are not bechalal the korbanos of the tzibur. Kehanim don't have to be part. Kehanim's job in the Beis Hamikdash, their role is that they bring the korbanos. They don't have to be part of the korbanos. Their hishtatfus in the korban is their maisa. There are those that give the sign, the checks, and there are those that do the korbanos themselves. Their job is not being part of the korbanos. It's mukhrach. So their taina was vaistos that the korbanos hatzibur don't belong to kehanim. So why taka was their taina incorrect? So the way the Mefarshim explained it, the Rav, coming from the Mefarshim, the Yerushalmi, is that we don't look at a korban hara, and this is very important. You said bechalal from Masechta Shkolim. We don't look at the korbanos hatzibur as a regular shutvis where each person owns even a minuscule amount. 10 people own a field. Each one has full bailus on their chelik of the field. Okay, the whole field is kollel all of theirs, but be'etzem, each one is a 10% owner. You could have a company where a million people own parts, and every single person owns a minuscule amount. That's not the pshan of korban tzibur. Korban tzibur is not a conglomerate of yechidim. A korban tzibur is a new entity called the tzibur. B'dayim lekach, by the way, when G'dayle Achroinim 150, 170 years ago started discussing the halacha status of a corporation. Is there ribis? Is there issa chometz? Issa malacha on Shabbos? V'chule v'chule, when these shilas became prevalent, so one of the ideas that was put forth to prove that there's a new entity called a corporation. What's a corporation? Corporation means it's not Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, each one with 20% interest. There's a new non-liability on a personal level corporation, and the corporation has profits and liabilities. The people own not 20% of the business, they own 20% of the corporation. Memela, the stocks, the dividends, etc., go to the members of the corporation, but there's no bailus there of Yisrael, so there's no problem of ownership of chametz. There's no money being lent by a yid, there's money being lent by the corporation, so on and so forth. Raid that Rabbi Seinu are tumbling about for the last 150s, and still very negeh halacha l'maisa, of course. Every shal of the het to iska, and so on. But Shabbos, and other shals, machol, sasurois. So one of the rayas that was brought forth that there is such a concept of a tzibur was this raya. Achrenim, a lot of achrenim, adoicha this raya, this is a concept that Yitaka don't find by regular ownership. This is a concept, legabe a tzibur. So it has nothing to do with yechidim that own something in the form of a corporation. So that was the shiloh over here. We'll point out what we said before, which is that the tzad of Ben Bukhri, the edus of Ben Bukhri, was nisiachis to the fact that there's no kolayiv ala pekudim on kehanim, and we pointed out that should include levim. The Yerushalmi seems to say that Ben Bukhri didn't mean kehanim, he meant shevet levim. The hemshech hamishnah of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai clearly is nisiachis komichas koyin kol tiyah lo yisa ochel, has to do with kehanim, not levim. But Ben Bukhri himself, Ken Zayin, was saying a taina where it was a taina that was negated to Levim as well. Lemaisa, they bring the Mefarshim, bring a Bavli. The Bavli in Menachos seems to say that Ben Bukhri is having it was only Kehanim, not Levim. This is the way the Ramban brings it, Ala Torah, in Parshas Kisisa. We'll just say over a famous Kasha of Achroinim on this Yisoy that we just said, that the Korbanos HaTzibur are not owned by all the members of Klal Yisrael as a partnership, but it's owned by a new entity called the Tzibur. Look at Rashi in Parshas Korach. When Korach Vadosa are being makriv korbanos to prove that they have a right to the kahuna, Moshe Rabbeinu is mispalel that the Rebbeinu Shalom should not be poine el korbonehem. And what's explained over there in the Mefarshim is that the Rebbeinu Shalom kiviyochel should ignore the chelek ha-korban that's owned in the korbanos ha-tzibur by Korach v'Hadassah. What do you mean? It's not owned partially by Korach v'Hadassah. The owner of the korban tzibur is Gans Klal Yisrael. Tahor, it has to be Nisyashiv, but it doesn't change the Yisrael over here. The Karbonos are not owned by Yechidim together as a Shutfis. It's owned by a corporation called the Tzibur of Klal Yisrael. Even though we said before, the Mishnah says that there's no chiyuv on noshim avadim k'tanim. We had a discussion over there. The k'tanim, im shoklu mekavlu miyadam. An eved, of course, is a problem. An eved, we're talking about a goy. L'chayim mashkona eved kona rabbi. You'll have to say money was given to him al menashe in the rabbi rishus boy. So now he can give his personal assets to the shkolim. L'maisi, they have a koyach hakno. K'tanim, like we said, it's a shayla. If it's a real k'tanim below age, how could he be makne? Ho'ive kechovim v'akuti sheshoklu ein mekavim miyodam. Those that are not bechlal kedushas Yisrael, kuti over here, the inclusion of kuti is interesting. If a kuti has a din of a goy, there's a famous discussion all over Shas of kutim geri emes or geri aroyes. If they have the status of geri aroyes, then they're goyim. So then they're included in goyim. What's the difference if they think they eat? L'maisa, they're goyim. The Mefarshim explain over here that the Mishnah by us holds kutim geri emes. If they were goyim, bringing these karbonos, which are of no relevance to a goyish, is chulim bazara. We're talking over here about Yisraelim, and still there was a gzeris since they deteriorated over the doyros. Chazal were misakin various safeguards to be merachik them from Klal Yisrael. You see in the Gemara in Chul in the beginning, as the doyros went on and they deteriorated, they were treated as mamish goyim, yenim yainesech, shchitosam nevela, and so on. But at this juncture, the Mishnah, the halacha is any korban that they're in need of for a state of kaporo or tahara, Chazal said, we're not mekabel. Ein mekabel miyodam kinezovin, v'kinezovis, these are korbanos of birds that are not brought when a person stam wants to make a korban, they're brought when a person needs a korban, they need tahara. Kineyoldos, the same. Chatois v'shomis, they don't need tahara, they need kaporo. All this, we're telling the Kuti, we don't want to service your needs here in the Beis HaMikdash. We want to be merachik, you're not part of us. Aval nedorim v'nedovois, korbonis nedorim would refer to when a person says, hare olai korbon, so he's b'chuif to bring a korbon oil, a shlom, whatever he said. Nedovois would mean when he said, hare ze korbon, so the korbon is now a korbon, that a guy also has a din of. So Mele, we're not treating him as an insider, as a member of the family, when we're mekabel miyodam, so that's why nedarim v'nedov is mekabel miyodam. Ze haklal kol shenidav v'nidav mekabel miyodon. One exception, by the way, a goy could only bring a korban oila and not a korban shloma. The mashmos over here kol shenidav v'nidav is that we accept from him a korban oila and a korban shloma. So we don't treat him mamish like a goy, but al kapan we treat him that everything that's there that he's mechuyev. Kol she'ein nidov v'nidov, things that he's not bringing from his own free will, things that he has to bring. He has a tzarech for tahara, tzarech for kapara, ein mekavlam v'yodon. Why? We don't want him to be part of the Beis HaMikdash. V'cheinu mufurish ha'ide Ezra. We have a pasuk over here. When Klal Yisrael comes back to Yisrael, the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash, Klal Yisrael had their first entanglement with the Kutim. At that point, the Kutim wanted to offer help. It was understood by G'day Lehador then that the Kutim are only trouble. And Mamela Ezra HaSeifer, the leader of Klal Yisrael, says to him, Lo lachem v'lonu livnois beis alikeinu. You cannot take part in building the Beis Hashem. So if we see already that all the way from the very beginning of the Bayis, in the building of the Bayis, the Kutim are excluded, the same is true, legabe the Beis HaMikdash, being a mokum for their tahara, for their kapara, not. They bring korbanos, the korbanos are brought, zot nishmet, their needs. So that's, you're not including them by having nedarim v'nedovis brought. Goyim could also bring nedarim v'nedovis. So because of that, there's a chiluk between these two types of korbanos.